The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
We're about to speak to Jackie Pierce, who's running as a candidate for Queenscliff. Jackie's on the line. Morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm well, Mitch, and you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Sorry we're a little bit late getting to you this morning, but tell us about why you're running for the borough of Queenscliff for the upcoming elections.
Look, Mitch, I'm running for the borough of Queenscliff Council because I'm very passionate about our community. We have an amazing environment in which we live, and we all need to work really hard together to protect and preserve that incredible environment, both the natural environment and also the amazing heritage that we have down here in the borough.
And tell us about what you do outside of running for council.
So for the last 20 plus years, I've actually been a self-employed disability services consultant, so small business owner running my own consultancy service, and that's been predominantly working with not-for-profit sector and government sectors in the disability space. I worked on the Every Australian Counts campaign at a local level that led to the NDIS and the implementation of that in Barwon as a launch site. So predominantly community services and education work.
And tell us about how you think the council is performing at the moment in the borough of Queenscliff. Do you think Queenscliff residents are well represented?
Generally speaking, I think so, yes. I think there's some work to be done around community and council working together, and I think we made great steps towards that happening in a really mutually beneficial way when the council passed the climate emergency motion in December last year. That showed a real strength with the community and council coming together around that piece of work. We've got an amazingly articulate educated and skilled community down here, and I think if we utilise those skills and have them working together with the community and the council, we can achieve amazing outcomes. I do think that we've got some work to do to try and get a bit of a gender balance back into our council. So we currently only have one female councillor, so it would be great to have more. So I think that would be a terrific outcome from this election.
And what do you see as being the key issues of this election? What's it going to be fought and lost on, do you think?
Look, I think there's a number of issues, but I think one of the key ones for me is that because we are heavily reliant on tourism down here, we are going to have a fairly sustainable long-term COVID-19 recovery and rebuilding plan, and we'll have to work with groups like the Tourism Greater Geelong and the Ballerine around how we do that well. I think absolutely the climate emergency and coastal inundation issues are key for the borough. I also think that we need to get better at working with our colleagues in City of Greater Geelong, because Point Lonsdale is split in half, and so half of the township actually votes and lives in City of Greater Geelong. So in terms of protecting and preserving our amazing environment, I think Borough of Queenscliff and City of Greater Geelong need to do more work together, and we also need to have really strong input into the current state government Bellarine Peninsula distinct areas and landscape policy that's being developed.
Fantastic, and I believe you'll be coming along to our forum, which is coming up in early October for the Borough of Queenscliff, so we will have the opportunity to actually put constituent questions on the key issues down there directly to the candidates, so that'll be exciting.
Fantastic, thank you for the offer.
And the three questions that we ask of every single person running for council, number one, what would you say your political views or allegiances?
Political views or allegiances? So in terms of local government, none. I'm standing as an independent candidate and very proudly standing as an independent candidate. I actually don't believe party politics has any place in local government. I actually believe that if you're standing for local government, you're standing to represent the community, not political party points of view.
Okay, and do you live within the area, the borough of Queenscliff?
Yes, have done permanently since 1998, first holidayed down here in the summer of 68-69. There's a song in there somewhere, I think, Mitch.
There is too. And just last of all, your elevator pitch. This is where you can talk directly to the voters either listening now or on our website. Why should people vote for you when those ballot packs come out in October?
Look, I'm really keen for local voices to be on our council and permanent residents. I think there's a real benefit to having people who live here permanently representing our communities on our council. I'm also really keen to make sure that we work closely with our community and state and federal governments to maximise outcomes for our community.
Well, Jackie, thank you very much for being on the program. We wish you all the very best with your campaign, and we'll speak to you at the forum.
Fabulous. Thanks for your time, Mitch.
Good on you. Thank you very much. Jackie Pearce, running as a candidate for the Borough of Queenscliff.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.